Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producers, Mr. Aaron Zommers and Jeff Perry. It is Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. Welcome into a midweek edition, a little hump day edition of the Todd Albaugh Show. Happy to have you along with us, as always. Mr. Zommers and Mr. Perry on the board, our producer-engineer and our producer-engineer in training, as they say. How's it going, gentlemen?
Going well. We got Jeff on the board today.
Oh, very, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and so there's a lot to learn. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes while Todd is talking. I'm soaking it all in. And to make it a little easier, I just rewired the board, hooked it up to the clapper. So it's going to be a lot easier for me.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off the clapper. I wonder if that actress is still alive, the old woman, because she got me every time. It's like you would order the clapper just for her. She was kind of like the woman that did Where's the Beef? Where's the Beef? I may have been the same person. But glad to have both of them on the board. Glad to have all of you along as well. Big show today. A couple of big guests right off the bat here coming up after the first break at quarter past this hour at 1:15. We are very honored to have United States Senator Tammy Baldwin and U.S. Representative Mark Pocan. Senator Baldwin, Congressman Pocan, both joining us this morning at the same time. See, I'm still doing this morning. Used to do in the morning show. I'll get over it. Joining us this afternoon together as we celebrate Pride Month here in June. Want to talk a little bit about each of their journeys. Great people, both successful in their careers, happen to be gay. And so I think it's cool to just take a moment and say, hey, what were their journeys like for each of them? What do they see themselves as leaders right now? And then also take a little bit of time to talk about the challenges facing all of us, quite frankly, whether you're gay or straight or otherwise. How do we all get along with one another? Because I think rather than looking at it in terms of, you know, one side versus the other, we're all here on the planet together. We're all here in our communities together. How do we get along with one another? So talking to Senator Baldwin and Representative Pocan this afternoon. Also that in hour number two, it's getting to be on the cusp of summer vacation. Some schools are already out, others about to get out. And a lot of kids will be going to summer camp. All kinds of great different summer camps. So in hour number two, we're going to talk to Patrick Arnheim. Who is that, you say? The name probably doesn't mean a whole lot to you unless you saw the article last fall in Cracked.com. Patrick Arnheim was a camper at Red Arrow Camp in northern Wisconsin. Had a unique camp counselor. His name, Chris Farley. Yes, that Chris Farley. From Saturday Night Live and Tommy Boy and a slew of other movies. Gone too soon, a Wisconsin native, a Madison native, Chris Farley. We'll talk to Patrick Arnheim. Find out what it was like having Chris Farley as your summer camp counselor. A couple of stories you're not going to want to miss in hour two. So looking forward to that. We'll also be taking your calls throughout the program, not while we're talking to Senator Baldwin and Congressman Pocan, but we will talk about it at other times throughout the day. Lots of news to get to today as well. Speaking of that, of course, LIV. Ever heard of that? The LIV Professional Golf League, financed by Saudi Arabia.
Yes, unfortunately, I have heard of it.
Yes, right? They have decided to merge, or rather the PGA has decided to merge with them. Pretty remarkable, given the fact that the PGA has spent the last year dissing LIV, telling their golfers not to go play for LIV. And as my old professor at UW-Platteville, Jack O'Neill, liked to say, all comes down to that, as he pointed to the dollar sign on the board. We'll talk about how money has essentially let Saudi Arabia buy out professional golf around the world. More people in the GOP race as well for president. good old Mike Pence, former vice president to the Trumpster, is in. Apparently, mother said yes. He is in the race. Chris Christie saying he's the only guy who's going to tell the truth and take Pence on. He's in the race. And the North Dakota governor, Prairie Dog Central, I guess that's South Dakota, but the North Dakota governor, he is also in the Republican race. So we'll talk a little bit about that, take your phone calls as well later on in the show. But first, let's get to the big story this morning, and this afternoon is going to lead into our two guests. I'm going to put in a couple of different lights here. First of all, the bad and the ugly. Headline from Los Angeles Times, three arrested outside Glendale School Board in a violent clash over LGBTQ rights. Was a school board meeting last night. And this is simply over whether or not they should celebrate Pride Month. And there was a clash, and again, there's always outside interests, right? It's not just the parents who have kids in the school district. There's other people coming in. But we're just talking about having a celebration. No different than whether it's Black History Month or Women's History Month, whether it's Sitting de Mai or Oktoberfest or Italia Fest, LGBTQ Pride Month. And outside the school ended up getting violent. On the good side, the Capital Times wrote a great article today about Tammy Baldwin and how she is a leader in our community. She will join us along with Congressman Mark Pocan on the other side of this break. Not going to want to miss it. They are here live on the Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where's the beat?
Welcome back to the Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin. Glad to have you along with us now at quarter past the hour of 1 o'clock here in Wisconsin. That's 2:15 on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. And that is where we find two of the most fantastic representatives from the state of Wisconsin you'll ever find. But, of course, I'm a little biased. We welcome in United States Senator Tammy Baldwin and United States Congressman Mark Pocan. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's such a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, I appreciate you both being on the show, and now the show is statewide. We can truly talk to almost every part of the quarter of the state now with the new Civic Media radio stations across Wisconsin. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right into it if we can. Celebrating Pride Month, and I got this idea because during Black History Month, I know a Gen Zer, a young black man who used to work with me at another job, and so I reached out to him, and I said, as a middle-aged white dude, how should I talk about Black History Month? And he said, just don't talk so much about all the struggle. Like, we get it. But, like, what we don't hear is the success. And I thought that was a really interesting insight from a Gen Zer. And so I kind of wanted to carry over into Pride Month. And both of you have been successful, grew up in different parts of the state. Congressman Pocan in the Kenosha area, Senator Baldwin in the Madison area. I'm from Southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center. You both Democrats. I was Republican in 2011 when I left the party. All three of us happen to be gay. And I think each of us have a different story to tell. Senator Baldwin, start with you. You had a great piece, by the way. There is a great piece in the Capital Times, a great editorial today called We Take Pride in Tammy Baldwin. People should check it out online at Capital Times. Senator Baldwin, tell us just a little bit about your story growing up in Madison and what led you to come out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was a late bloomer. I didn't come out until college.
It was 38 for me. So you were very young compared to me.
Yes, I was actually I was at Smith College, and I came out there. And so when I returned to Madison, and there was no question that after college I was going to come home. The public part of coming out began. So, you know, I came out to myself in college, but then I was coming home, all my high school friends who were still around. My grandparents, my grandmother who raised me, and so family and friends. And then I had this audacious idea that I might run for office. I just want to reflect on that moment because I really thought that I might have to make a choice between being honest about who I am, being out and not running for office. And I had mentors who helped me decide I could do both, that I could be out and proud and I could run for office and win. Right.
Right.
And so I think of, so during Pride Month, I often think of our forebears, the founders of, you know, the people who were at the early days of the movement. And I think about my mentors who said, yeah, you can do this. And boy, that was such a breakthrough for me to realize that I didn't have to make a choice between being who I am and being out and open about who I am, being honest about who I am, and running for office. And I will just tell you one other quick story. I remember after I came out, you know, in the press, that kind of followed shortly after I was elected to the county board. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, well, I believe, yeah, I thought he was one of those people who's marching up to me, and I thought, oh, here comes trouble. This is going to be, he's like, if you'll be honest about that, I believe you'll be honest about everything.
Wow.
So you have my vote. And
that's
it was
awesome.
Like, wow. Wow.
That's super cool. Congressman Pulcan, you?
Yeah, I think it was between college and opening a small business. So I started a small business around 23, ran for county board, I think at 28. And, you know, what's interesting, at that time, Tammy Baldwin was on the county board. Dick Wagner was on the county board. I was on the county board. We had several people in the city council who were out. We had an out circuit court judge. And Tammy, you might remember, there was a group called INGLO, International Network of Gay and Lesbian Officials.
Oh, yes.
There were more out elected and appointed officials from Dane County, Wisconsin, than the entire state of California at the time.
Wow.
And I just think of that history, yeah. You know, 1982, first gay and lesbian, you know, civil rights bill signed by a Republican governor in Wisconsin, that elected official statistic that I still find pretty amazing. I mean, there's something magical about Wisconsin, specifically South Central Wisconsin.
I grew up in the western part of the state, and very quickly, of course, Steve Gunderson was the representative for that part of the state, western Wisconsin, for years. He was outed later on, sadly, on the House floor. That was terrible. A whole other story. But as a young guy growing up in western Wisconsin and seeing Steve do his job, by the way, he was going to join us today. He's traveling. He's out of Congress now, so he can travel, unlike you guys. But he said to tell you both hello. But, you know, that was somebody, to your point, somebody that, even though I wasn't out at the time, I looked up to you and said, hey, this guy can get reelected with 70% of the vote in western Wisconsin after he was outed. I want to ask both of you, because to me, it you both are fantastic legislators who happen to be gay. You don't go around, this isn't your calling card. You're not afraid to talk about it, but you also are just great examples. Senator Baldwin, you authored the 988 legislation. Talk a little bit about that. You also have authorized dairy legislation, and you get the job done in transportation for the guys up at the Dells.
Yes, we have to distinguish between dairy pride and June is gay pride.
Right.
Right. Got it.
There's pride everywhere.
June is also dairy, you know, dairy pride. So we have to celebrate both. All right. So seriously, the 988 hotline is such a critical resource right now. We've long had a suicide hotline. It used to be a 10-digit number. Nobody had it memorized. In a time of emergency or urgency, you know, people just had hurdles to get to it. 988 is a suicide prevention mental health crisis line. It is, and it was memorable. No one's going to forget that number. It was just made live last summer, and it is saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the volume of calls, now that people know it and remember it, is increasing dramatically. We are very cognizant of the fact that there are groups in our society that have particular challenges with regard to mental health, suicidality. You know, veterans have a high rate of suicide, our farmers and farm workers, and also our LGBTQ youth. And we're trying to up our game with 988. Right now, there's a screen. You call, press 1 if you're a veteran, and you get specialized care. We're doing a pilot with LGBTQ individuals to try to get specialized, sensitive referrals to be able to provide the services and follow up to a mental health crisis. And but you know, back to, you had a long lead into the question about 988. I would say, you know, it is truly important that we are serving all of our constituents. And 988 is a great example. While it, there's customized, and we hope it will even go beyond that, a pilot program for LGBTQ individuals. But it is also there for everybody, and we hope it will save lives and improve mental health.
Congressman Pocan, you represent a lot of the rural parts of South Central Wisconsin, farmers and ag community. Talk a little bit about just being a representative first who just happens to be gay.
Sure. We do a lot around agricultural issues. As Tammy remembers in the second CD, she does it statewide. By the way, but Ken, real quick, I think what I know Tammy best for here in Congress, there's no more outspoken voice for making things in America than Tammy Baldwin. And she is the national voice on that. I just want to add that to her list because I think it's important. But you know what's interesting about those rural areas, Todd? You know, all this around the fight around drag shows right now and everything. Last summer, I was in Spring Green, and every store window, they were advertising a drag show they were doing at the theater. Spring Green is, what, between 2,000 and 3,000 people, rural community. Then I was in Darlington in Lafayette County. Now, remember, Lafayette County is one of two counties in the state out of 72 that doesn't have a stop-and-go light. They had in the window of their opera house that we're refinishing right now there a little poster saying drag trivia. Like,
wow,
rural America understands, you know, what's going on, right? They're right. Concerned about the issues around can they keep that post office so they can still do, you know, business? Can they have a good agricultural economy? All the sort of economic issues that everyone cares about that are very specific to the rural areas. And they just want to know they got a representative fighting for them no matter what the issue. And I just think it's also interesting to note that with all these manufactured fights around the country, little communities like Spring Green and Darlington are showing everyone how it's really done.
Love the example. Sarah Baldwin, I promised your staff no more than 10 minutes that I won't let you come back if I don't keep my word. But very quickly, if you could, what's your best piece of advice for someone listening or someone who knows someone who's struggling and trying to decide whether to come out and live their authentic selves?
Oh, wow. So I want to say that that's exactly how change happens. The Respect for Marriage Act passing in the midst of this crackdown across the country where we've seen harassment and horrible policies aimed at the LGBTQ community, particularly trans youth. How did we pass through both houses of Congress the Respect for Marriage Act? We passed it in large part because of the visibility and vocality of people across this country. There wasn't a senator that I talked to who didn't know somebody who was a, you know, a gay married couple, a lesbian married couple. And that changes everything. If you have a staff member, if you have somebody who you go to church or synagogue with, if you have a neighbor or somebody in your extended family that is out and you love them, you care about them, it changes the calculus for how you vote on something like that. And we have to do that more and more. So I want to say my advice to everyone is come out wherever you are. I'm quoting Harvey Milk, and also our allies.
Right.
It's as important for them to speak out because there are some who can't. It's not safe. And so we've got to speak with even greater volume.
Senator, I know you have to run. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for joining us. Talk to you soon. Representative Pocan, I know you got about a minute left here. What's your best advice? The same question to you.
You know, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than just being your authentic self and living your authentic life, right? And the best way to do that is to be able to be honest with your friends, your coworkers, your family. And it is, it's surprising. A lot of people, first time, as you know, it can be, you know, you're nervous about it. How are people going to accept it, et cetera? But don't forget, attitudes have improved so much over the last several decades. While we certainly see political attacks specifically around the trans community right now, what helped us during the times that they were voting on laws to define marriage between a man and a woman was just getting to know people. When they know there's someone in their family, their coworker, et cetera, who's out, It's harder to discriminate because you know that person, and the lies that are out there, the fears that are out there aren't true. It helps, and it also is great to be able to just live that authentic life.
Congressman Mark Buchanan, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Come back soon. Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
Our pleasure. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Congressman Mark Buchanan. We'll be back with more after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. It's the Todd Allball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on the time and temperature sign across the state of Wisconsin, along with Jeff Perry and Aaron Zommers on the board, producers and engineer. We welcome you back into the program. Great to have them along. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Congressman Mark Buchanan. Great to have them both here and have just cool, honest dialogue, right, guys?
Remarkable stories they had, and inspirational,
right?
As well, very good to hear.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, you know, as a guy growing up out in Richland Center in rural western Wisconsin, you know, I didn't have the courage, or didn't. It wasn't the courage. I think the biggest thing. I wish we would have had more time to get into this, but I wanted to be respectful of their schedules. They were both very, very kind, and I want to thank their staff as well. For both Senator Baldwin and Congressman Buchanan for carving out just a few minutes, because they're in session and doing things right now out in D.C., and so it was very kind of them to coordinate the schedules and both be here. I wish would have had more time, because I would have liked their opinion. We'll have them back another time, maybe when they're out of session. But I would have liked to ask them if their journey was similar to mine, in that it's not so much that you are afraid of violence. So I mean, today it is, right, in some places, but for me it was, you don't want anything to be different. You don't want your friends or your family to treat you any differently than before. It's the fear of change. I don't, for friends of mine that know me well, I don't like change of any kind. I like routine. I like to travel, but like in my daily normal life, I'm not a big fan of change.
One thing that I always think about in topics like this is, if you're worried that telling somebody a truth about yourself is going to make them treat you differently, mm-hmm. or worse at least, and it's not something you think they're going to get over, you don't really want to be their friend anyway. However, that's easier said than done.
Like, exactly.
If you're close to this person, you don't want to lose them.
Exactly. Because I agree with you mostly, Mr. Zommers, except that, you know, there's always that little thing, you know, like, I think I know this person, or I think I know how they act, but you don't know for sure. And even there might be a small chance, you dwell on the small chance instead of the larger chance, right? It's just human nature, I think.
There's just, especially since this is such a common thing, thankfully increasingly less so, that people are intolerant of for seemingly no reason.
And interesting to hear from Senator Baldwin that it was basically when she decided to run for public office, which kind of encouraged her to finally come out. Similar, so I ran twice for state assembly. I lost both my races for state assembly, but I ran in 04, and then I ran in 08. And so I called up former Congressman Steve Gunderson, a longtime Republican and friend who was out of office at that point. And I said, you know, when you grow up in western southwest Wisconsin in a rural community, coming from a church family and happen to be a Republican and happen to be gay, the number of people that you could call for advice is small, and it starts and ends with you. And Steve Gunderson said, well, it's nice to be at the top of somebody's list. And he kind of said, great advice, right? Great advice. And he said, first of all, I think you have to be happy, and you have to live your authentic self. And you have to be happy first. Don't look for happiness in politics. Don't look for happiness in your job. Look for happiness in being yourself. And he said, if you're ready to make that decision to come out, he said, do it with your friends and family first. Because if your friend, do it with the people that you love, I think is what he said. Do it with the people that you love. Because he said, once the people that you love know, and you're okay with that, he said, it disempowers everybody else. They no longer have power over you because you just don't really care about it. If the people that you know and love know, the rest of the people, screw them. I shouldn't say screw them, but I mean, the point is that their opinions really don't matter. And he was so right about that. It's a simple piece of advice, I'm sure, for people who are hearing it that don't go through it, but it's powerful. And he's so right, because once the people that you know or love know, it's like an enormous weight is lifted off your shoulders. Now, I say that, and I know that I am fortunate, know that I'm blessed, because I can tell you that when I came out at 38, I'm 53 now, when I came out at 38, I can honestly tell you I didn't lose one close family member or one close friend because of it. And that's extraordinary. I know that that doesn't always happen. And sometimes people are ostracized from their families. That was not my case. And I feel very fortunate about that.
Yeah, I definitely have some friends my age who, when they came out to their parents, like I remember specifically one of my friends who's transgender, when they came out to their mom, they're like, oh, you'll always be my little boy. And it's like, well, I literally am not.
Right.
It's just that's not how it, and they just didn't understand.
And I think that's I don't want to say it's a whole other discussion, but I think it's, in my personal opinion, I think it's a higher bar in terms of angst and a challenge to come out as a transgender person rather than coming out as gay. Just my that based on my own personal experience. That's my personal thought on that. I was enormously blessed, enormously fortunate that I didn't lose any family and friends after I came out. And Steve was right. It's enormously freeing once you could just be yourself. And it turns out that most of my friends and family kind of had some idea anyway and didn't give a crap. they didn't give a crap. And so that's encouraging. And I look at younger generations. I think for some younger generations, it has certainly gotten easier, or at least amongst their peers. To Mr. Zahmer's point, that I think still the older people, parents or other people, it's still harder to come out even in today's society.
Yeah, I've got a couple of kids that are high school age, Todd, and their generation of people don't really seem to have much of a problem with any of that stuff. It's like Aaron said, it's the older generations that seems are dragging their feet on the acceptance.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Give us a call. Weigh in. 844-967-2789. Let's have a discussion on Pride Month, on coming out. Do you know somebody who came out? Did you come out personally? Are you looking for thoughts on somebody that you know who might be thinking about coming out? 844-967-2789. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on a Wednesday afternoon. Because I think it's important that we have discussions about this, right? It doesn't matter. Look, we'll take all callers, whether you agree with me or not. Happy to take your call. But we need to have, because the only way we're going to understand one another is by having a conversation about it. By being willing to have calm, cool, collect conversations and understanding each other. I think, I think most of us have friends or family that they say they're, you know, not pro-gay or whatever. But again, they don't think they know anyone who happens to be gay, right? And once you know someone, and they're your friend, your family, your confidant, and you're like, well, I mean everybody else. I don't mean you, right? If you know someone, you understand them. It's a whole other thing. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Chris in Janesville. Chris, welcome to the Todd Allball Show. What say you?
What say me? So the older generation resonates with me. My best friend from grade school, when he came out, my mother for years said, oh, no, he's just going through a phase.
Right. Right.
But I'm proud to say that my mother has grown.
That's awesome.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing people fight against all of this stuff. And we talk about being inclusive. We talk about accepting everyone. And then we always have these people that are going, no.
Right. Why do you think it is that what has caused your mom, and congrats and applause to her, what has caused her to grow? Do you think it is knowing your friend who happens to be gay, or do you think it's something else?
No. So knowing my mom, I know she doesn't listen to this station, so I can say that. Right. She's found that they have friends that they've known for quite some time that are gay.
There you go.
And she has come to accept that, okay, it doesn't matter, you know, so.
That's such a cool story to me, because I had the same experience with a couple of people. Like, when I came out to them, they said, well, instantly they got defensive, but in this kind of way. They said, well, this isn't going to change anything. This doesn't change anything. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. Look, good. You know, I mean.
Look, I'm 49 years old, and when my best friend from grade school, when I came out of the military, and we went on I'm going to just say road trip, as in a ride in the car, and that was all we were doing.
Right.
he came out to me, and I said, and I had just gotten out of the military, I said, well, don't try to change me. I was such a jerk about it. And he said, well, it doesn't matter because you're not my type.
That's a great one.
I'll be honest with you, this is what changed me. Uh-huh. Like, what changed my mindset was, I called him a week later. I'm like, what do you mean I'm not your type? We like all the same stuff.
You were offended, right? You're a little offended, right? I'm not good enough for you? Yeah. Oh, that's a great story. I appreciate you so much for calling and sharing this, because what you just said there, these couple of stories, this is exactly what's going on in people's lives, living rooms, workplaces, all across the state of Wisconsin. And I think this is my point, that too many people don't think they know someone who's gay or trans or bi, because they just haven't come out yet. And once you know someone first as a person, I think it makes a lot less difference in terms of your relationship if they happen to be gay or otherwise.
Correct.
I really appreciate Chris calling in, and props to your mom. Props for you also for having the thoughtfulness to think of your friend.
Well, I appreciate everything that Civic Media Radio does, and I love listening to your show. So,
well, thank you so much. We appreciate it, Chris. Have a great day down there in Janesville. We appreciate you. Give us a call. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you in terms of Pride Month. Great stories there by Chris, by the way. So typical of a lot of situations where you know someone as a person before you know their sexuality. And it always floors me when I hear these things like, you know, well, I didn't know they were gay, or I didn't know they were bi, or I didn't know they were trans. Well, I mean, if you meet a heterosexual person, do you go up to someone and say, hi, my name is Todd and I sleep with women? I mean, you don't introduce yourself like it's straight, right? Like, hi, I'm straight. How are you?
Hello, I mean, my name is Aaron and I am a breeder.
Well, you know, there are condoms available, Mr. Sommers, but the point well taken.
And it took this long for me to find out why I never got a date in college.
But the point is, you know, this whole thing like, well, you should have told me if you were gay or not. Well, that's to the point of Tammy Baldwin and Mark Pocan, right? That they don't go around in their congressional vehicles with rainbow flags and pink triangles. And as Jerry Seinfeld once said, not that there's anything wrong with that. But the point is, they go and do their jobs and they happen to be gay. I tell people, you know, look, you know, being gay is a part of who I am. It's not who I am. It's not something I worry about or think about every day. And I think that the more that we can get to know people as human beings, the better off we are as friends and neighbors and family members. Because it all turns out, here I am, for those of you watching on video, I've got my Milwaukee Brewers mug. Love the Brewers, love the Packers, love the Badgers, love the Bucks, like to do a lot of door stuff. And some people don't like to do. I mean, we're all different human beings, but we're human beings first before our sexual identity. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Madison. Thanks for calling in. Gary, what say you?
Afternoon. Great topic. I have a story that topped even other stories that I've had in myself. So it happened when I was
Hang on. Gary, get up on the other side of the break. Hang on. Back after this on the Tom Wolf Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. It's the Tom Wolf Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:50. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Want to go back to the phones. Gary, I apologize. I get so into this conversation here, I forget to look at my time clock. That's my bad. Thank you for holding through the break. We appreciate it, Gary. Subject to this hour, having talked to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Representative Mark Pocan about them just being normal, cool human beings or legislators who happen to be gay, and talking to other people about LGBTQ rights and Pride Month and that sort of thing. Gary from Madison calling in. Sorry about that, Gary. Go ahead.
It's a great topic, and thanks for having your other guest today. It was about when I was 31, I decided to finally come out to my mother, and I was close to her otherwise. But she came to visit Madison, and we ended up going for a drive. I did a tour, and with each breath, I was going to start the sentence to tell her that I was gay. Well, I hyperventilated to the point where I probably overdosed on oxygen in that trip. And the second time she came to visit, I thought, this is the time. We went out to dinner, got within a block of her hotel, and then I started and I said, there's something I've always been wanting to tell you, that I'm gay, but I have been afraid that you would reject me. She stopped in her tracks, her downfallen face. She looked at me and she said, oh, honey, I never would have done that.
Wow.
Besides, I've known since you were two.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
Mothers know.
Yeah, they do. I think that's true. When I came out to my sister in the car, and she said, her reaction was, it's about time. I mean, that was, I mean, it was no surprise to her. But, I mean, that's just a heartwarming story, Gary, that your mother was so kind and compassionate about it. And you're right. I think that oftentimes, particularly those of us who came out at a later age, those closest to us that truly love us probably have some hint.
Well, I added, I said, if you've known since I was two, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
You would have saved me some grief when I was 17 and 18. I thought you'd come out in your own time.
Yeah, I've had similar conversations, and I think you're right.
I think
Gary, isn't that the point? Or one of the points, though, is that those of us who happen to be gay, I think it's incumbent upon us to show a little bit of compassion to those that we love and cherish as well, because those other people don't always know how to handle it, right? They might have friends or around them that have children that are gay or friends are gay, and they love us, so they're trying to give us some space. They don't always know. They don't always know, hey, should I ask the question? I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to make them feel bad. So I think that's incumbent upon us to show compassion as well.
It's our duty.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Great call, Gary. We appreciate your listenership as well.
Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome. Love to have your call as well here on the Todd Allball Show. Give us a ring, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. If you want to make it easier, it's just 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. 844-96-PARTY. Talking about Pride Month, talking about coming out stories, talking about if you have friends and family, how you deal with that. And also, if you're on the opposite side, if you have your own reasons for not being pro-LGBTQ, we'll take your call. We'll listen and see what you have to say, because I think we need to have a dialogue in this country, right? We look out to this story in Los Angeles or in Glendale. Been to Glendale, stayed in Glendale. When I went to the Rose Bowl one time, beautiful area, Glendale, California, not far from Burbank, Bob Barker territory, Johnny Carson territory. It's a cool little community, Glendale is. But yet last night they had a school board meeting, and the whole the controversy was over, should we celebrate Pride Month? And look, I want to make something clear here, all right, to those you might be listening in wherever. There's no agenda here. Contrary to popular belief, all the gay people in the world are not on a group chat. We don't have a group chat to say, how can we indoctrinate other people? That just isn't the way it happens.
What? There's not a gay agenda, Todd?
I know. Surprising. Surprising as it is. If you talk to, and I don't want to speak for the gay community, believe me. I'm just one dude. But at least the friends I know and the people I know, we all just want to be chill. Just treat us like you would anybody else. Joke around, laugh, enjoy sports, enjoy outdoors, enjoy the theater, enjoy hiking, enjoy fishing, hunting. You know, the old, I'm not sure it was Garrison Keillor or who, you know. You know, gays, we're like Catholics, we're everywhere. So that's the way it is. Or better yet, Willie Nelson was asked in a Rolling Stone interview one time, how do you feel about gay marriage? And Willie Nelson, country music superstar Willie Nelson, he said, oh, I'm all for gay marriage. He said, they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us. And see, that's exactly what you want. You just want to be as miserable as everybody else. You don't want special treatment or anything else. Nobody's coming for you. Just want to be treated like everyone else. That's it. That's all anybody wants. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about somebody who happens to, be a hunter and want to go sight in their 30. I got a 30-06, for goodness sakes. That's my point. There are deer hunters. There are people in the military. There are people that do very quote-unquote masculine things who happen to be gay. You can't look at someone's masculinity to determine whether or not they're gay. You can't look at their job or their hobbies. Just like there are all kinds of people like country music, surprising as it may be, or rap music. The point is we're a lot more similar than we are different. We are Americans. We are Wisconsinites. And I hope that during this Pride Month, we could each take a moment to step back and step away from the headlines and the stuff that's happening out in Glendale, where people that didn't even have kids at the school started to protest each other and yell and screech at each other. What we need to do is sit down and have a beer together. Have a cup of coffee together. Talk about music together. Your favorite movie. What book are you reading? And I think what we'll discover is that we're all pretty much alike in terms of the things we enjoy in life, the things we want to enjoy with other people, going for a hike, going traveling. Just be treated like you want to be treated like anybody else. And if you're struggling and you need to talk to somebody and you don't feel like there's anybody out there, Susan Simon, I've said this before, the great anchor, TV personality of Madison, Susan Simon, told me this once. She said, you can get through anything as long as you know you're not alone. You're not alone. If you need help, 988. Thanks to Tammy Baldwin. Dial 988 on your phone. There is someone standing by to help you now. We'll come back. We're going to have an interview with someone who had a summer camp counselor who was Chris Farley. Not kidding around. Great interview. Next hour and your phone calls. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this...